This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
From what came through in South Africa, I'm going to write to her to resign and give her time to serving the Lord. My beloved, there was an American who came to Furabay College. He came to speak to our group, the Bible Study Union. It was 1967 or 68, I don't know, one of those 2 years. He told us that no young man or young woman should offer his service to serve the world in any capacity until 3 times he has offered his service to the Lord, either to the church or to the ministry. Until he has offered his service to a church or ministry 3 times and has been rejected, he should not offer to serve the world. He said, no one in his right senses should do a worldly job unless they have refused him to work for the Lord 3 times. He said, when you offer your service to work for the Lord, they reject you the first time. Then they offer you offer your service to work for the Lord, they reject you a second time. You offer your service to work for the Lord, they reject you 3 times. Then you may apply for a worldly job. Because he told us, every worldly job is a loss. When the best brains, the best people who are able to bulldoze and overthrow the kingdom of Satan and plant the kingdom of God are working for worldly companies, working for this worldly company, even competing with the world about who is to work there. And there are no people to work for God. There are no people to work for God. There are no people to work for God. The best brains must serve the King of Kings. Why? Because the work of the kingdom requires the best brains possible. Because it's the most difficult work. Working for Jesus, running after men, catching them, bringing this Holy Spirit down to transform their lives and building them is the most difficult work on planet Earth. It requires the best brains, the most intelligent, the most able, the most consecrated. You have wasted your life. Listen, as I told you, I have 150 publications, international journals. I took them, the long. That's it. This is zero. If I not serve the Lord, that is zero. I have a doctoral thesis in my bag. I'll be correcting with my returning. I took the 99 thesis. I said, this is zero. Everything that you do for the world is a loss compared with the excellency of serving the kingdom of God. Okay. When you are 55, they will give you your right to go and enjoy your retreat, your retirement. They will throw you out. And in Cameroon, you will wait for years to get any retirement benefit. I want to ask you, you want to give the world your youth? Give the world your youth. The way you're old and walking on a stick, you say, I'm going to serve God. Choose me in my golden days. Choose me in my golden days. Listen, Ben. We started storming Cameroon before 10:30. If I were to start in a few years when I would retire, it'd be too late. When you want to serve the world, serve the world, serve the world, serve the world, serve the world. Then when you are old, say, oh, there's pain here, 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 there. Say, Jesus, take these leftovers of an overused life. I was telling her, I said, Samiri, I said, going to do a master's in public health and a doctor in public health. I said, this is zero. How many doctors are there in the world? Very many. Some are jobless. You've got a degree. You cannot be called illiterate. And you did well. See now, come and serve the Lord. Come and be my editorial assistant. Each time I'm speaking, you're writing the message. She cannot see it. That's okay. You can go and do your degrees. I'll pay for it. But it's a waste. Because even if you got a Nobel Prize, it is nothing compared to advancing the kingdom of Jesus Christ. My boss told me, you are enjoying yourself. You come here every day smiling and looking young. I am here driving flies. What is happening to him? Because you sit in the office waiting for fires, head of department. Waiting for fires to come, and for people to come and attack you. And he's a first class scientist. He's a great man. He's a very great man. He told me, "You made the right choices. I made the wrong ones." He was telling our colleagues, "Say, Pastor Fomo made the right choices. We made the wrong ones. We must start turning to his side without going to his extremes." That's what he was telling our colleagues. Without going to his extremes. That's not to go too far, just to come. But listen, brethren. What do you want? What do you want? Is it right that you should invest your life running after a worldly project instead of running after the one project of rescuing people from the lake of fire? Is it right? Is it right that you should, you're running here, you're running there, you're running there, running after a worldly project, after the worldly project, after the worldly project, running after this, running after this, running after the things that there are many unbelievers that can run after. There are many unbelievers that can run after those things, isn't it? There are many unbelievers that can do it. You are competing with them to do what they can do. Whereas that which only you can do is left to nobody. I consider this gross immorality. Gross immorality. Gross immorality. Gross immorality. Gross immorality. Gross immorality. That a believer should be doing what unbelievers can do. Instead of investing all of his time, all of his energy, to do that which no unbeliever can do. Yes, let me see. Why should your wife practice medicine? Why should she go and put 3 years again and then become a medical doctor? Brother, that's a worldly spirit. It's foolishness. How many doctors are there in America? If she were to invest all her life, oh, in the winning of souls, in praying, in fasting, to advance the kingdom of God, it will be worth a billion medical doctors. It's love of money, 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 love of money. Love of money. Let me talk to both of you. Listen, I went to Gabon. Calvin Eko, I was telling you, he was a senior officer in the Electricity and Water Corporation of Gabon. Only 1 million francs, which is a lot of money in Africa, plus a car, plus housing, plus petrol and other facilities. He had a church of 3 families. And he resigned his job to take care of that church. He had built a few studios, so he was getting rent from those studios and living on. Now that church is 2,600 people in 15 years. He calls himself Zafomum Junior. Forty-nine members of his family are in the work. He was the first to be converted. But 49 members of the family have been converted after him, including his mother, his brothers, his sisters. They are not only in the Lord, they are in the work. When the mother came for the prayer, World University of Prayer seminar, she came and gave $1 million for the building, the extension of the plot. She's a woman, she built a hotel for $300 million. Big businesswoman. She built that hotel, and when she was converted, she decided that alcohol would not be served in the hotel. A hotel is for wealthy people. So the income collapsed. But she refused to bend. Then it picked up again and grew until it is flourishing. In Bitam. She took her grounds. Calvin Eko's wife, Elizabeth, was doing what they call in French the BTS. She was doing a special course where they were paying, the fees was 1.2 million. She did the first year, that's after A-levels. And one day, I was visiting there. I asked her, when you finish your BTS at the end of the year, how much will they pay you? She told me at least 400,000 per month. Gabonese salaries are good. So I went to the blackboard. I put 400,000 times 12 months times 40 years. And I put the sum of money that she will earn. I turned on the other side. I said, okay, if you were to put 8 hours every day praying for the success of your husband, 8 hours of prayer every day, 5 days a week, times 40 years, I put the number of prayer hours. Both of them said, the course is ended. There and then they decided that she will not go to school anymore. She will pray the 8 hours of going to school and the 8 hours which she'll be working. And there's a brother who said, okay, if you stay at home saying you are praying, you are just deceiving yourself because the phone will ring, the visitors will come. This brother said, I will give you money every month so you take a special taxi from the house to the place of prayer of the church so that you are not at home. It is a, what they call, who's, you take, you are the only person in the taxi, so you go very fast. And after prayer, you take another special taxi to come back home. And this brother has been providing every month. So every morning, she leaves home at 7:30 and comes back at 4. She goes to a place of prayer. This is the fourth year. That's why the man is so successful. They are building the biggest hall in Christian Mission Fellowship International. It's a hall for 10,000 people. The hall is like an amphitheater this way. Then from that side as an amphitheater, it's a marvelous thing they're building. It's to be dedicated in June, the first part of it. She abandoned these possibilities. She's in the early 30s. To put 8 hours of prayer so that the kingdom of God is built. She chose rightly. She could have continued and earn 400,000 a month. And then God would put many holes in the pocket. Many holes in the pocket. Because when you ask the money that many people have earned, where is it? Where is it? Listen, all your great earnings, where is it? Listen, beloved. The greatest thing that a man has is his time. To give it to his supreme beloved. When you take that time and give the worldly system, so that they suck you every evening. They leave the chaff. You sleep and get ready to be sucked the next day. Then you say, "I'm serving the Lord." Ooh, 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 ooh. Stop fooling Americans. Don't say my career is to love money. Money is my God. But if Jesus Christ is your Lord, give him the energies of your life. Give him the energies of your life. Don't put your time into the world. Put it into God. Don't give the world your time. Put it into God. One soul won for the Lord is worth, is bigger than a Nobel Prize. After a Nobel Prize, it's after a Nobel. Nobel, after an unbeliever. After a sinner. Want to attach. And even, how many people get Nobels? Yeah. Say, I must get the doctorate, PhD. Poor, hopeless drunkard. You want to be the director general of a minor corporation in a transient enterprise. Listen, brethren. You have only one life. 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 You will. You. There's no replica for it. There's no replica of your life anywhere. Any day that is lost forever. Any year lost is lost forever. Why should you invest in building that which shall soon be scattered? Okay, you say you want to pursue your career. Good. Pursue it until 30. Because Jesus did his carpentry until 30. If you are more than 30, the time for your carpentry is finished. Now it's time to give yourself exclusively to the to evangelism, soul winning, and church planting. Without second thoughts. You know, brethren, that what I'm saying is true. You know that what I'm saying is true. You know it. You know that it is only the twisted heart, twisted by the world, twisted by false models, that advances anything else. The world is using, using, using. If you die, they will continue. Don't say that I'm indispensable in this worldly project. If you die today, the project will continue. There's only one thing which you are indispensable in evangelism, in soul winning, in church planting, in building the kingdom that cannot be destroyed. In that, there's no substitute for you. In that, there's no substitute for you. What you do not do, no one can do it for you. You see, beloved, the souls that you were supposed to win, if you don't win them, no one will win them. They will go to a lake of fire and God will demand them from you. The souls that you are supposed to win, while your worldly career sweeps you, those people will perish. But God will demand their souls of you. Don't serve the world. Don't serve the world. You have only a few years. 120 years is not much time. The hymn writer says, Here for a season, then above, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Yes, here for a season, here for a season. There are many people to be engineers, computer scientists, doctors, nurses, every other thing, professors. Please, I want to read everything I can on A.B. Simpson. He was a medical doctor, but done it. He was a specialist. Go preach the gospel. John Soon, who was among the first four in Who Is Who in America, dumped his suitcase in the sea and went to preach the gospel. He refused a chair in the University of Peking. If he had taken that chair, we would not remember him today. There have been many people in that chair, we don't remember them. Watchman Nee rejected a scholarship to go to America. Out of 600 students who were selected for the University of Peking, he was bracket first. He said, I will serve only the Lord. Now he's a household name. If he had pursued his worldly career, we would never know that he existed. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Have you not read of Hudson Taylor? When he chose to go and serve the Lord, his brother said, oh, Hudson Taylor has let down the family. For Hudson Taylor has let down the family. So the brother said he will study law and lift up the family name. He actually studied law and became a chief justice. Hudson went to China, started the China Mission, and got blessed and blessed and blessed. Many years afterwards, in Who Is Who in Britain, they wrote 5 pages on Hudson Taylor and his work in China. And there was one line about his brother. They said, something Taylor, Chief Justice, brother of Hudson Taylor, the missionary. Hallelujah. That's how he featured them. He was remembered because of the one whom he said had let down the family. 5 pages on Hudson Taylor. Even in the world, even in the world, following the Lord is a greater way. Amen. But more in heaven. Listen, brethren, listen, brethren. I don't think my brother knows this. When Papa left school, that's our father. He was offered a salary of 18 pence by the administration. In those days, 1931. He was offered 18 pennies per month. He was a young convert, about two, three years. The missionary came and said, hey, you are zealous. Young man, you are zealous. Come and preach the gospel. I'll give you 3 pence every 3 months. That's 1 penny a month. But you receive it only every 3 months. These are the 2 job opportunities that Papa faced as a young convert of 2, 3 years. Oh, I bless God that he chose this 1 penny instead of this 18 pence. That's the choice he made. It looked like utter foolishness, isn't it? To choose 1 penny instead of 18 pennies. He chose 1/18. Oh.
I appreciate what you said. I can say for over 13 years, the Lord has put on my heart not to work every day, but to start praying more, staying home, because my partner really told me I didn't have to come in. He said, you just go ahead, put the money off of the business, and you stay home and pray, do your mission, work, whatever. But I chose still to go down and mess with the computer, and I did wrong there. He told me the other day, go ahead, stay home and pray. Do what you want to do. And, I mean, that was in my heart, but I never implemented. Now I'm losing $14,000 a week, probably because I wasn't obedient. But I had another job. I used to put 20 to 22 hours in. And that ran me into panic attacks, depression, and anxiety.
What come out? Because I don't see you because of that word.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had one job I had. I was with Subway Sandwich. And the Lord gave me one store, I know that. But the second store, the superintendent said, you got to take this store, take this store. If not, you're going to lose money. I took his word. And that store drove me to 20 to 22 hours a day. No time. I would be running from one place. My feet was here. My head was over there. When I got there, my feet was there. My head was there. And I tell you what, I used to drink wine to make myself relax because I was all over the place. And then when it hit me, the depression, the anxiety, the panic, I got so scared, I couldn't even go in my own job. I had to sit down a block, two blocks on the street. I mean, I'm a human being. But I drove myself. And then when I got to the other business, the Lord put on my heart many times, do not work every day. You pray. Because he gave me a verse. The verse was in Proverbs 8:13. It states, I guess I have to summarize it, that prudent man hears from the Lord. See, and the Lord was letting me know to be a wise man, hear from him, and do what he says do. Now, I just decided I wasn't going to stay home every day. I was going to work. They didn't need me. I don't do nothing there to tell you the truth. So I wasted a lot of stupid time. And you know who's at fault? Me. M-E. Nobody told me to chase it like that, but I did it. It's a decision that I made. And there's been many decisions that I've made. Even though the church's been weak, I can't blame the church for weakness. I have to blame myself for my disobedience to God, especially when I knew that Moses said he'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. I stupidly said to myself, if I don't enjoy this pleasure now, I won't enjoy it later. And I went to enjoy pleasure. And that was right before my face. I chose to do the wrong thing. So, I mean, you know, and what Dr. Zach was saying today and tonight, I was up 4 o'clock this morning thinking about what he was saying last night. And I could see myself as a person that a lot of people trust in because I do help a lot of people. I go to the college and soul win. And they'll want my heart. But I can't get to the next level to win them and to pull them out. I can't get to the next level with my men on my job, some of them are murderers, to pull them out and get them safe. But maybe if I was praying, it could have been different. I think Brother Zach is more than 100% right. You know, because after a while, I found out money didn't make you hungry. I mean, happy. I felt like I was between two stallions. And they were both pulling me in opposite direction. And people say, go on a vacation and rest, Ed. I go on a vacation and just worry and worry and worry. I mean, you know, you might not see it in me, but I can tell you, the stupid mistakes we make. So when my partner told me the other week, he said, go ahead and stay home. We're losing $14,000 a week. I mean, you know, I better go home and pray and stay there. Because when I go down to college and I see the desperateness in the children who are sitting on the fence, and they told me, I said, you're a fence setter? They said, yeah. Because they're scared of the powers that are around them. But I watched one girl's face, and I tell you, her face dropped, and she was looking, and she was staring. And then I walked between eight people, and I said, gentlemen, you all need to know the Lord. And everybody was attracted to that. I said, I know you know about the churches, but I want to tell you about Jesus Christ and not the church. So there's a bunch of people out there. But no, me, I had to be disobedient. And to the day, I still pay the price. Thank you.
Thank you for the testimony, Brian. Listen. There's a song in Mungaka Queen say, Boning Gunny my yet came on kit. Nkap Womti Nibiwi. Boning Queer Kumbunin Donin Tuyap, Boning Yikop Kambubu. It says, they're yearning to have good things. Honor. Money and women. Money, honor, women. But in queer company, don't try. He said they desire that, but they come back only with a curse. The peace of God, they do not know. Listen, you who is running after money, you are running after a curse. You who is running after honor, you are running after a curse. You who is running after Jesus, you are running after a blessing. And Elizabeth, that's what Papa chose. If he had chosen the 18 pence, he would have perished. Mama would have perished. All of us would have perished in the world. But because of the choice that Papa made, our elder brother narrowly missed hell by 3 weeks. You see, he went to a seminary. He said, no, I'm going to follow my father. He went to a seminary. After 2 years in the seminary, he abandoned and went to the cooperatives and made money. And money made him. He persecuted us, was opposed. But towards the end of his life, he was sick in the general hospital. A brother who was, they were running after women together in the world. This brother went there and prayed for him. When I came, he said, oh, Junior brother, you have done wonders. You have transformed rascals into saints. Because this brother went and prayed for him. He heard God as this brother was praying for him. They were running after women in the world. He told me, forgive me for opposing, for persecuting. I was blind. A man when he's in Bali, God is backing his ministry with signs and wonders. Emmanuel is the last born. My follower, Hodia, last year she did 540 day fast. And she prays at least 8 hours a day. She's a full-time intercessor. She's praying that signs and wonders will follow me as I preach the gospel. The year before last, she did 440 day fast. The year before, 340 day fast. Our elder sister is an evangelist. 70 to 80 women gather in her house in the village to pray. She's hot for God. That's what came from that choice. I have only one desire for our children, that they will preach the gospel. All else is zero. I can say it. I think that's why God allowed me to get all the qualifications that can be got in academics, so that I can say that it is zero. If somebody said, they will say, yeah, it's because you don't have it. You are jealous. I think that's why God allowed me to get it, so that I can say that it is zero. Not because I don't have it. But brother, it is zero. It is zero. In one country, I went to see the prime minister in that country. I went to give him some of our books. The man just sat me down and poured his problems on me. I said, wow, this man is a miserable person. Listen, brethren. Oh, the believer is blessed. The believer is blessed. The believer is blessed. The believer is blessed. At university, my colleagues think that I am rich beyond measure. Because I decided that no one will come to me to borrow money and say there's no money. So when they come, I give them. One day I was driving in town, one lecturer said, oh, I came and I didn't see you to return your money because I want to prove that I'm credit worthy. So that when I come next time, you will give me. I decided to be king of money. The old Land Cruiser, it went to Kumba and by Pamba put some bars there. It looked like new. When Lucas drove into there, he said, hey, Fomum again, Fomum has bought another Land Cruiser. Fomum. Yes. Well, we terrorize them by divine wealth. Then, well, Sister Esther used to have a Mercedes. Sister Kamna, a Mercedes. When they come to pick me, they think that those are my additional cars. Listen, brethren, we're a blessed people, brethren. We're a blessed people. Let's not. We're a blessed people. 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 Brother, let me tell you about the leader of the work in Benin. They started 15 years ago. Christian Mission Fellowship International started 15 years ago. There are 9,000 something today. Babosum. Brother left the higher teacher training college, Economa Superior. He left and refused to teach. And had a few people with him. And he put one stick here. He put four sticks and put a roof. And he had one room where he was living in which he took two brothers to stay with him, in that one room. That brother became the missionary to Togo. And the other brother is in Wida. And he followed the Lord, worked for the Lord. He was going on CM2. 1, 2. Me, ma, mo, be, mo, be. 1, 2. 1, 2. And serving the Lord. He abandoned working. One day, he had gathered some money. Somebody saw him and said, look, I'm leaving Benin today. If you have 750,000, you take this Mercedes. He bought. And it is this new model. He got it. Looking brand new for 750,000. The air conditioning was, I like it because the air conditioning, when you are inside. he drove it for many years without any repair. Because God blesses people. See, they're careless believers. One brother came and took it and went and jumped it.
but it has served its purpose in his generation. What we got at this time, he was in one of these big ones, big four-wheel drive things. One sister bought it brand new for him for conquering the nation. These are people in Benin. Bought him this big car, came to the airport. He told me, one brother jammed the other one, this sister has given me this car. But what happened? 2 years ago, he and his wife, they were renting, first of all, a studio, then a two-bedroom. He drove me to their house. It's a palace. 6-bedroom. One bedroom, he has a studio there for me. So that when I come, they say, that's my home. One sister paid for the tiling of 3 floors. Impeccable, beautiful tiles. There are 2 garages. There are 3 prayer rooms. The servants' quarters. That's this man who was living in that 1 bedroom. No, no, what? 1 room. And a housing to brother. God has blessed him. The work is going very fast. We're passing everywhere. Christian Mission Fellowship International. We'll go a bit. We see, we're traveling the road. We saw so many signboards of Christian Mission Fellowship. So Americans went there to study church planting. And they called him and said, you have the fastest growing church in this country. They are going so fast. Last year, he read 76 books. But that's not all. When he started with illiterate women, whom he taught to read. Oh, no, this is 2006. One of those illiterate women whom he taught to read, she read her Bible twice through, Genesis to Revelation twice, and read 40 books. When she read The Way of Loving the Lord, she came to Brabosom and said, brother, you need to read this book again. Brabosom took the book and read it on his knees, and God met him afresh. But listen, you have big degrees, and you are semi-illiterate. This is a woman who was taught to learn to read as an adult in the adult class, and she read 40 books in 1 year and read her Bible through twice. And you? So in 2006, we gave Bosom the prize. And this year, he had the biggest convention. 6,000 something people gathered for 5 days. In very simple conditions. And God did the things. What I'm saying is that God does not intend to make people poor. Those who choose the narrow way have chosen God. He will give them the best. He reserves the best to those who make them. He moves through Benin. All his colleagues, even those who taught him, they cannot see the back of his. And on. They have bought 21 hectares of land for the headquarters of Christian Mission Fellowship, Benin. He goes there once a month now to pray there, just to begin to possess the land. They will soon start building for the convention of next year. What I'm telling you is that if you choose God, you have chosen the pathway of God's best. If you choose the world, you will lose it. Kwame Nkrumah did not gain the world. Haile Selassie did not win the world. Kennedy did not win the world. Howard Hughes did not win America. And you think that you'll be the first person? I want you to choose the Lord.
Amen.
And to put your all into Him recklessly. And see what He will do. There are people who keep money in the bank to guarantee their future. Can you guarantee the future? You keep your money where moth and rust are eating it. You want to guarantee the future. Jesus Christ is the guarantor of the future. What Jesus does not guarantee will crumble. What Jesus does not guarantee will crumble. And He only guarantees that which has been sent to heaven ahead of time. Let Jesus Christ be your guarantor. Let Jesus Christ be your guarantor. What can you guarantee? Can you guarantee your breath? Let Jesus Christ guarantee your life. Let He be your guarantor. How much money can you take when you go? Nothing. Be a statesman for God. Be a statesman for God. Because if you say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I should go and love the world, He will not fill you. He will fill you so that you should do what? Jesus does not fill people to decorate them. The power of the Holy Spirit is given to those who want to win souls in the largest number in the shortest possible time so that they may use it to bring the world to the feet of Jesus Christ. You shall receive power and you shall be my witnesses. It is not for good kicks so that you feel good. It is power to bring the world to the feet of Jesus. You shall receive power and you shall be my witnesses. It is power to shake the world for Jesus. It is power to shake your nation, to shake your town, to shake your quarter, to shake families. So if you are relaxed, doing nothing, and you want power, I'm going to get back to a message soon, but I want to ask you. I met a man in one country, I won't tell you which. He was 64. I asked him, what's the goal of your life? He said, goal? That's pretty tough. Hey, look. And this is the worst tragedy. I find many believers, they have no clear goal for their lives. They're turning, turning, turning. There's a job here, they run. There's another job there, they run. There's another job there, they run. There's another opportunity here. What are you pursuing? You are you pursuing? What's the goal of your life? What has God called you to do with your life? So that you're not governed by the call of God. You're governed by opportunities that the devil engineers to confuse you.
What has God called you to do in life? You want to go and die? You want to die having done nothing? What has God called you to do with your life? What has God called you to do with your life? That's the call of God on my life. That's the goal of my life. You open my meditation book. That's the first thing. You open my prayer book. That's the first thing. The call of God on my life. The call of God on my life. I went abroad in 1978 and I was discussing with an industrialist. I gave him some ideas about some synthetic procedures. The next day he came and told me, he said, look, come, let's start together. I'll give it. My salary then was 288,000. He told me I'll give you 1.2 million to start with. Come, let's work together. You have good ideas. I told him that the whole nation cannot. I told him that if you use the bank of the whole nation, he cannot get me there. God has called me to do something specific. I'm not available. Now, what has God called you to do? Turn to the next page in your notes and write what God has called you to do. What has God called you to do with your life? So, because how can God fill a purposeless man? How can God call a man who is running round? You are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. Then you look at it. You see a girl. You say, come. Come and help me go nowhere. And the girl is pushing you. She's running after you, helping you to go nowhere, helping you to go nowhere. Then you deliver a child so that the child follows the two of you so that the whole family is going nowhere. Then very soon you have another child so that the whole family of four people are running round. Then at the end of it, you'll be so tired, you will fall. You will knock your head against each other. The worst thing that can happen to a child is that he has parents who are believers, but no clear goal for their lives. It is utter wickedness. It's utter wickedness. What would the child become? What would the child become? He'll become like the father. He'll become like the mother who is turning around. You're going nowhere. Your children will follow you to go nowhere. You have invested your all into nothing. Your children will follow you and invest their all into nothing. Oh, how can you be so wicked? How can you be so wicked? Even if you were to hate yourself, how can you hate your children? What model have you provided? The model of a man who is running around. Some Cameroonians said that they went to Jerusalem in the Second World War or First World War. One man said that he went there, he got to Jerusalem, and he saw Judas running around the temple nonstop. You can see that he didn't go anywhere because according to him, from AD 33, Judas has been running around the temple. But that symbolizes a man who has no clear call of God on his life. He's running in all directions. And poor woman, full called to run around a man who is running nowhere. Oh, and children. Listen, when you talk to your children,
what would you tell them you put your life into? So that they may learn from you how to invest their lives. You have squandered it here, squandered it here, squandered it here, squandered it here. Oh, criminal parents, criminal parents, criminal parents. Parenthood, as we said, leadership, is the call to provide a model. I have a piece of paper near my table. Stephen wrote in 2002, he said, Daddy, don't worry, I'll just be like you. Don't worry, I'll just be like you. Don't worry, I'll just be like you. When your children become like you, what will they be? When you are running after everything and running after nothing. How can you be so wicked? So that your children will run after the world as you have run after the world. Is that the right legacy? Oh, they are so relaxed. They're so relaxed, turning around, giving God 22 hours a day, and squandering the rest in the folly of their life. It's listen, Ben. No. Two of the boys got married last year. Watchman got married on Wednesday. I don't have a weekend to give to marriage. So he got married on Wednesday. Immediately I blessed him. I jumped into a car while they were celebrating to preach in the next town. Stephen got married on Monday. If not, they will not get married. We are in 54 nations. I have 52 weeks. And they understood. They understood. What model have you given? The children can be confused for some time, but finally they will consecrate themselves to the one to whom the parents consecrated. And they will pursue the purpose that the parents pursued. And one thing that parents must know, it's the law. It says, if the father is unconsecrated and the mother is consecrated, if you have a consecrated mother and an unconsecrated father, the children will choose the unconsecration of the father. If the father is consecrated and the mother is not consecrated, they will choose the unconsecration of the mother. It's a law. It says, nature sides with hidden flaws. That's why it is crucial that the two be consecrated. John the Baptist could not have come from Zacharias and Elizabeth, who were utterly consecrated. You turn to Zacharias, he was a spirit-filled man. You turn to the Elizabeth, a spirit-filled man. Then John came out, filled with the Holy Spirit right from the mother's womb. And you know what they did with him? They sent him to a university of the desert. The university of the desert. I'm sure somebody wants to say, Zacharias, you, don't you have a head? This is your only son. Give him a better education. Zacharias, Elizabeth, you don't know how to talk to your husband? This is your only son. Give him a name. Yes. Give him a name among the people. Zacharias and Elizabeth, where is your son going to the University of the Desert? The University of the Wilderness. Who will teach him? God. What subject will he learn? He will learn how to grow in the Spirit. Because they said he grew in the Spirit. He had such a fully grown spirit. And from the desert, he came and stormed the nation. From the desert, he came and stormed the nation. From the desert, he came and stormed the nation. He came with the power of the Holy Spirit and the boldness of the Holy Spirit and shook the nation. And in a short time, he finished his course. And this poor Herodias got his head cut. She did not know that John had finished his course. He came to introduce the Lord. Amen. And his ministry was finished. She only got her curse. The man had finished his course. My beloved brother, my beloved sister, look at the model since you believed. As the model that the children will follow. What have you pursued with your whole heart? What are you pursuing? You are touching this, touching this, touching this, touching this, touching this, touching this, touching this. But you have not put your all into one thing. When you tell your child, follow in my steps.